ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad-Bhagavatam, first canto, seventh chapter, 12th verse. Right?
Yes.
Parikshita.
Parikshita.
Ato.
Ata.
Rajasi.
Rajasi.
Janma.
Janma.
Karma.
Karma.
Vilapanam.
Vilapanam.
Samstam.
Samstam.
Cha.
Cha.
Panduputranam.
Panduputranam.
Vakshe.
Vakshe.
Krishna Kata Udayam.
Krishna Kata Udayam.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vashe Krishna
Katodayam. Parikshito
Tarajashe.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vashe Krishna
Katodayam. Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parishito Parajashe.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Janma Karma Vilapanam.
Janma Karma Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam. Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Janma Karma Vilapanam.
Janma Karma Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Janma Kama Vilapanam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Samstam Cha Panduputranam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Vakshe Krishna Katodayam.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Parikshito Tarajashe.
Jamakamavilapanam
Jamakamavilapanam
Samstamchapandhuputtranam
Samstamchapandhuputtranam
Vase Krishna Katodayam
Vase Krishna Katodayam
Parikshita
Parikshita
Parikshitavam
Parikshitavam Atha
Inci
Inci
Rajashe
Rajashe
国王中的圣人的
Janma
Janma
诞生
Karma
Karma
活动
Vilapanam
Vilapanam
救赎
Sangstam
Sangstam
退出尘世
Cha
Cha
和
Panduputranam
Panduputranam
攀渡珠子的
Vakshe
Vakshe
我将会说
Krishna Katha Udayam
Krishna Katha Udayam
那引起对至尊人格守神 Krishna 之超然的描述
Translation. Śrīta Gosvāmī thus addressed the Rishis headed by Shanaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Shri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities, and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu.
苏塔 Gosvāmī 接着对以Sanatha为首的圣人们说，我现在要开始背诵这一对主 Krishna 的超然叙述，对君王中的圣者 Parikshita 王的出生、活动和获救等主题的叙述，以及对 Pandu 之子退出尘世的叙述。Report.
Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst different kinds of living entities and takes part with them in daily activities.
主 Krishna 对坠落了的灵魂是这么仁慈，以致亲自化身降临到各种不同的物种中，参加他们的日常活动。
Any historical fact, old or new, which has a connection with the activities of the Lord is to be understood as a transcendental narration of the Lord.
任何与记载至尊主的活动有关的历史，无论其古远还是近代，都被视为是对至尊主的超然描述。
Without Krishna, all the supplementary literatures, like the Puranas and Mahabharata, are simply stories or historical facts.
党世书和马哈巴拉特等伟达经的补充文献，如果没有记载有关 Krishna 的内容，都只不过是故事或史实。But
with Krishna, they become transcendental, and when we hear of them, we at once become transcendentally related with the Lord.
但只要其中记载了有关 Krishna 的内容，他们就变得超然。 当我们聆听或阅读这些文献时，我们立刻变得与至尊主有了超然的联系。Srimad
Bhagavatam is also a Purana, but the special significance of this Purana is that the activities of the Lord are central and not just supplementary historical facts.
圣典博伽马坛也是往事书，但这部往事书所具有的特殊意义在于。 至尊主的活动是叙述的中心，而不是对历史事实的补充。Srimad
Bhagavatam is thus recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spotless Purana.
正因为如此，圣主柴坦亚马哈帕布评论圣典博伽瓦坛是毫无瑕疵的往事书。
There is a class of less intelligent devotees of the Bhagavad Purana who desire to relish at once the activities of the Lord narrated in the 10th canto without first understanding the primary cantos.
有一类智力欠佳的所谓国家梵网世书的爱好者, 他们想要立刻去欣赏这部圣典国家瓦坛第10篇叙述的至尊主从事的活动, 而不去首先理解前面篇章的内容。
They are under the false impression that the other cantos are not concerned with Krishna, and thus, more foolishly than intelligently, they take to the reading of the 10th canto.
他们错误地认为前面的篇章都没有描述Krishna, 因此便愚蠢地直接阅读第10篇。
These readers are specifically told herein that the other cantos of the Bhagavatam are as important as the 10th canto.
这节诗中特别告诉这些读者, 圣典国家瓦坛的其他篇章与第10篇一样重要。
No one should try to go into the matters of the 10th canto without having thoroughly understood the purport of the other 9 cantos.
在没有完全理解其他9篇的主旨之前, 人不该尝试去触碰第10篇的内容。
Krishna and his pure devotees like the Pandavas are on the same plane.
Krishna 与他纯粹的奉献者潘达瓦五兄弟等在同一个层面上。
Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas, and the pure devotees like the Pandavas are not without Krishna.
在所有的关系中, Krishna 总是与他的奉献者在一起, 而像潘达瓦五兄弟那样的纯粹奉献者 也不会在没有Krishna的情况下独自存在。
The devotees and the Lord are interlinked and they cannot be separated.
奉献者和至尊主永远连接在一起, 他们彼此是不可分的。
Therefore, talks about them are all Krishna Katha or topics of the Lord.
因此有关他们的话题也都属于Krishna话题的范畴。
Om Jnana Timurandasya Vinanjana Silapadya Chakshu Om Nidham Jnana Tasma Shiva Vinanjana Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangam Mangayate Gadi Yakripa Tamaham Mande Shri Gunanjana Tarana Nama Om Vishnu Kadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Hiti Namaste Sarasvate Devi Charani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhakti Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare
Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Opened up that so some air comes through. That's very cooking. Not for cooking in there.
We can put air.
I'm just, yeah, it's a little shiny.
No, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, No, they have to put the air conditioning before 26 degrees to set it at a higher temperature than
outside.
Okay. So here Sutta Goswami states that he's going to begin discussing the transcendental narration of Krishna.
所以呢，苏德狗庄尼在此，他就说他要开始讲述有关 Krishna 的话题，这个超然的主题了。Which
includes the topics of the activities of Pandavas.
那么这个话题里面呢，也包括了谈论有关 Pandava 兄弟的话题。Prabhupada,
in the commentary, explains something very important.
帕帕德在钥匙里头呢，对这个一些内容做了很重点的解释。
Many people do not have the proper understanding that the devotees who are connected to the Lord and hearing of their activities are as good as hearing the activities of the Lord.
那么就是很多的这个奉献者不了解，其实聆听有关 Krishna 的奉献者的话题跟聆听
And sometimes people immediately go to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where it describes the confidential pastimes of Krishna.
有的时候人吧，一下子就跳到第十篇去讲解有关 Krishna 的那些细密的话题。
And they foolishly think that these are the real pastimes and everything else in Srimad Bhagavatam is not as important.
他们愚蠢地认为这个第十篇里讲述的内容才是有关至尊主Krishna的重要的话题，其他的其实都是不重要的，跟他没什么关系。But
Srila Prabhupada says that nobody should immediately go to the 10th canto without first qualifying himself to be able to properly understand the activities that are there within the 10th canto.
那么圣啪啪的就说了，所有的人其实不应该直接跳到 第十篇去聆听至尊主的那些个机密的话题，他们应该先要读第十篇之前的所有的篇章，让自己具备了那个聆听第十篇的内容的资格以后，才能到那边去。The
whole Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna.
实际上，整个圣典摩迦瓦坛谈论的就是有关 Krishna.
And there are various topics covered throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，当然，圣典摩迦瓦坛也谈论了一些其他的话题，which
helped the reader to become qualified, so he may be able to properly enter into understanding Krishna.
那这样的话呢，这些个谈论都是为了帮助那些个读者们逐渐逐渐的进入，让自己有了资格以后可以听得懂第十篇，才能够去学习。Krishna
is completely transcendental.
Krishna 是完全超然的。
And therefore, whatever Krishna does is also completely transcendental.
所以 Krishna 做的无论什么事情，全部都是超然的。And
when one hears about Krishna in relationship with his devotees,
当人聆听有关 Krishna 以及他与他的奉献者之间的关系的，one's
consciousness becomes transcendental.
这些内容的时候，他人们聆听者的这个意识就变得开始超然。Krishna
says, "Janma kama chami divyami." That's what anyone who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and my activities in this world doesn't have to take his birth again.
所以呢, Krishna 就说了，一个人如果能够了解我在这个世界的超然的显现和活动的话，那么他今后就再也不需要投生了。But
it's not so easy to understand Krishna.
但是要了解 Krishna 并不是那么容易的事。Unless
one gets Krishna's mercy.
人除非得到 Krishna 的仁慈才行。Atapite
deva padam bhujadvaya prasadam samabhihite. Unless one gets a drop of Krishna's mercy, he can never understand the greatness of Krishna's personality.
所以呢，人必须了解 Krishna 的仁慈，否则的话，不可能了解至尊人格守神 Krishna 的那个人格特性。Therefore,
the Srimad Bhagavatam has been composed in such a way. Where the living entities who systematically read the Srimad Bhagavatam can attain his mercy.
因此呢，圣典摩迦瓦坛那个编纂的方式，就是能够让读者有系统的、一步一步的学习，逐渐逐渐的对 Krishna 越来越深入的了解，啊，得到他所有的仁慈。There
is a There are different topics discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
那这个圣典摩迦瓦坛里头呢，讲了不同的主题。
Actually, these topics are explained by the various commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam.
但事实上呢，就是有不同的评论评注者对于圣典《摩迦瓦坛》都做了评注。
And all of these topics are meant to help the living entity who's conditioned in this material world.
所有的这些个圣典《摩迦瓦坛》里谈论的主题。都是为了让受制约的灵魂能够摆脱这个物质世界的束缚。
Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī explains in the Tattva Sandarbha.
所以圣基瓦狗斯瓦米在 Tattva Sandarbha 里头就谈论说
，He says that there are 10 topics defined within the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam.
啊，他说基瓦狗斯瓦米说，在这个圣典《摩迦瓦坛》里头一共有十个主题。
The first 9 are defined through descriptions of their natures.
那前九个主题是透过这种不断的描述来呈现它的本质。但是
The first 9 are defined through descriptions of their essential natures.
啊，所以呢
as a means of purifying.
那么这个前九个主题实际上它就是透过那个描述真正起到的作用就是净化人的作用这是它的特点。
Clearing the way for the correct understanding of the tenth topic.
然后呢 然后把人们的那种今后可能会对第十个话题所产生的误解都透过前九个主题把它清除掉。
The tenth is Ashraya. Ashraya means...Shelter.
那第十个主题谈的就是 Ashraya, 就是庇护托庇。
Actually, these 10 topics are Saga, which is creation.
那所以呢，整个这个十个主题其实都是在讲创造。第一个是 10.
First
one. Okay, 这十个主题里头的第一个主题讲的是创造。
There are 10 topics covered.
有一共十个主题，第一个主题是
First is called Saga of creation.
有十个主题，第一个主题叫 Saga, 意思就是创造。
The second is called Visaga.
第二个主题叫 Visaga.
Visaga is secondary creation.
就在第二个主题讲的是次要，就是第二阶段的创造。
The third topic is called Stana.
第三个主题叫 Stana.
Stana means maintenance of this creation.
那 Stana 的意思就是对整个的创造进行维系。
The fourth topic is called Bhoshana.
那第四个主题是 Bhoshana.
Bhoshana means special mercy.
Bhoshana 的意思就是特殊的仁慈。
Krishna gives his special mercy to describes in Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna gives his special mercy to devotees.
那么在圣典《摩迦瓦坛》里头呢，就描述了。Krishna 是如何把他的特殊的仁慈给予他的奉献者
？What's real special mercy is when Krishna gives prema, pure love for him.
那当然了，就是最重要的、真正的那个仁慈，就是当 Krishna 赐予他的奉献者对他的爱 ，Krishna prema.
But nonetheless, throughout the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the evidence of how Krishna gives his mercy to his devotees.
但是呢，就是我们。就是通篇的这个《国家梵往事书》《国家梵歌》，我们学习，我们就看到，在不同的地方都在描述 Krishna 是怎么给他的奉献者们不同的仁慈的。
Next topic is called Uti.
那再下一个主题叫 Uti.
Uti is the desires of the living entities.
那 Uti 的讲的就是生物所具有的欲望愿望。
Now someone may say, what does the desires of the living entities have to do with Krishna?
那有的人可能就会问了，那生物的这个愿望跟 Krishna 有什么关系呢
？Because the living entities have unlimited desires.
因为众生他们有无数的欲望愿望。
Nonetheless, it shows Srimad Bhagavatam shows how the desires of the living entities carries the living entities throughout this whole creation.
那这个《国家梵往事书》就是描述这个生物。因为有不同的欲望，这些个欲望就会让他们在整个的创造的各个角落里游荡。
Ultimately, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord.
因为这最终的一切都是由至尊主所安排的。
Because not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord.
因为实际上， 一根草如果没有得到 Krishna 的允许都不会动。
So sometimes living entities are elevated to the higher planets, sometimes to the lower planets.
所以呢这些个生物有的时候就上升到更高的星球去，有的就到下面的星球去。
For instance, this third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the movements of the living entities.
所以呢这个这个第一篇第三篇里面就在讲这个不同的生物是怎么样在这个宇宙里头的不停的徘徊游荡。
And how they move throughout the entire universe according to their desire.
他们是怎么根据自己的欲望然后在宇宙的各个角落游荡。
The living entities are never independent in their desires.
生物永远它都不是独立自主的。
But this whole creation, which is one of the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢整个的这个创造是圣典博迦瓦坛的其中的一个话题。
Is ultimately coming from Krishna in order to rectify the living entities from these impure desires.
所以谈论所有这些内容的目的就是为了让生物最后能够透过聆听净化自己那些个不洁的欲望。
And therefore, the desires of the living entities are also connected to Srimad Bhagavatam.
正因为如此这个生物的欲望当然跟圣典博迦瓦坛要谈的内容也是有关系。
And the various examples we see in Srimad Bhagavatam of the movements of the living entities within the universe, ultimately by Daiva Nitrina, by the divine potency of the Lord.
所以呢我们可以看到在圣典博迦瓦坛的不同的篇章里面就看到描述有不同的生物体在至尊意愿的安排下然后因为他的欲望而在宇宙不同的地方游荡徘徊。
Another topic of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Manvantara.
那么这个圣典博迦瓦坛的另外一个主题谈的就 Manvantara。
Manvantara is the appearance of the different Manus.
Manvantara 的意思就是不同的 Manu 所显现的时期。
Just like in the fifth canto, we hear the story about Svayambhuva Manu.
所以呢就像在第五篇里我们听到那个 Svayambhuva Manu
Vaivasvata Manu
Vaivasvata Manu
They are different Manus they are kings of the emperors of the universe
有不同的 Manu 他们是宇宙的帝王
under their administration they teach by their proper example what is Dharma for mankind
这些个 Manu 呢透过自己的实际行动以身作则的教导人们什么是真正的 Dharma 宗教。
Of course, there is Sanatana Dharma, which is the eternal function of every living being.
那么 Sanatana Dharma 也就永恒的宗教执着就是生物的永恒的执着。
But there are also moral activities which the living entities should mold their life around.
除了这个永恒的职责以外那么在人类生活里头还有不同的人们要遵守的道德准则。
And these are described also in the Manu Samhita, which are the law books of mankind.
这些呢也是在 Manu Samhita, Manu 法典里面谈论的就是有关人类的行为准则。
So Manvantara are also, the topics of Manvantara is also contained within the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢圣典博迦瓦坛里也有谈论 Manvantara 的这个主题。
Another topic is,what is it? Ishanokata. Yes, Ishanokata. Are you reading from it? Ishanokata. Ishanokata is the pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
那接下来的一个主题就是 Ishanokata, 意思就是至尊主的娱乐活动。
It means the various incarnations.Who descend into this world that are according to different time, places, and circumstances.
那这个内容呢，就包括就是根据不同的时间、空间、事件等等等等，然后至尊主有不同的化身就降临，从事不同的活动。
And these different incarnations of the Lord come to fulfill different purposes.
那至尊主的不同的那些个化身降临下来，就是为了。实现不同的使命。
Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam also contains various descriptions of the Lord's incarnations within this universe.
所以圣典博迦瓦坛里头也包括了描述了至尊主他的不同的化身在这个宇宙里从事了不同的活动。
and the purposes that each of them fulfill.
然后还有就是他们要实现的不同的目标。
Then there's Nirodha.
接下来, 圣典不加瓦坛的话题里面就有Nirodha。
Not only is there the topics about the creation of this universe.
也就是说, 圣典不加瓦坛不仅仅谈论整个宇宙的创造。
But Srimad Bhagavatam also describes how the universe is annihilated.
然后呢, 就圣典伯加瓦坛里也谈论了这个宇宙是怎么被毁灭的。
It's just like creation that describes how the Lord creates in the beginning by first he creates all these unlimited universes.
那就像圣典伯加瓦坛里描述说至尊主呢靠他的意愿然后呢创造了无数的宇宙。
And they come from the pores of the body of Mahavishnu.
这些个无数的宇宙都是来自于马哈维什努的那个皮肤的毛孔。
And then the Lord further expands into each universe as Garbhodaksha Vishnu.
然后呢，至尊主呢，接下来就是扩展自己，进入每一个宇宙里面，躺在那个嘎尔巴，就是他是嘎尔波达卡维什努。
And from Garbhodaksha Vishnu comes Lord Brahma.
然后嘎尔波达卡沙 Vishnu 从他那儿 Brahma 就是宇宙里面的第一个被创造的生物。And
Lord Brahma is the secondary creator.
那么主 Brahma 他是第二梯次的创造的。And
then all the ingredients for creation, which are given in the form of seeds by Mahavishnu.
主 Brahma 的创造所需要的所有的一切的原材料，都是由 Mahavishnu 以种子的形式提供给他。I
used to create all the different bodies in this material world.
然后呢，他就是创造这个物质世界里面的不同的物质躯体。And
then the Lord, by His transcendental glance, He impregnates the living entities into the different bodies, various bodies created by Brahma.
然后在 Brahma 创造了不同的躯体以后，至尊主透过他的瞥视，就把所有的受制约的灵魂注入到。
And then the material elements are created as well.
然后呢，物质的这些个元素也都被创造。
Such as earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego.
土、水、火、气、空间、心、智、假我这些物质元素。
So the whole process of creation is described in the beginning of the Bhagavatam.
所以说，在圣典摩迦瓦坛一开始，先描述了整个创造的过程。
And in the later parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the annihilation is described.
然后呢，在圣典摩迦瓦坛的尾声的那些个篇章里面，就谈论了整个宇宙的毁灭。And
what happens at the time of annihilation?
那当宇宙毁灭的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
As first, there is what's described as the Samvartic clouds.
那么首先这个描述就是先有这种乌云滚滚。
Just like these Samvartika clouds are created for at the time of universal dissolution.
那些个, name is Samvartika.
Samvartika.
那些个特殊的云叫Samvartika, 那些个云是专门为了宇宙的毁灭而被创造出来。
The same clouds that Indra called to punish the residents of Vrindavan.
就是当这个Vrindavan的居民没有给Indra做祭祀的时候，Indra当时就把这样的云给叫来了，要去毁灭Vrindavan。
The rainfall that creates universal devastation.
所以大家想一想，当时下起来的那个雨是宇宙毁灭的时候要下的。
Indra called them to come and to punish the residents of Vrindavan when he was angry because the residents of Vrindavan worshipped Krishna instead of worshipping him, or worshipped Govardhan instead of worshipping him.
那个Indra当时之所以把毁灭之云给叫来，就是因为 当时文达姆的居民没有去崇拜他，而是崇拜了高巴尔丹山，所以他就变得特别的愤怒，他就把那个毁灭的云给叫来。Then
the universe fills up with water from these Samvartika clouds.
所以呢，这个 Samvartika 云就让整个的宇宙里都充满了水。Then
there's fire.
然后接下来就着火了。And
fire goes on for 100 celestial years, destroys everything in the universe.
而这个火烧 天堂星球的一百年持续的烧。
Then after fire, it comes a very intense wind.
然后这个烧, after fire
啊，
那个火烧了100年天堂星球的时间以后，又有特别特别强烈的风刮起来。
And then this wind, what does it do? What does it do when the wind comes? That all the different elements which were created in order at the time of creation, they are destroyed in the same orderly fashion.
嗯，当这些个云刮起来的时候，那么就让那个曾经在创造的时候，土、水、火、气、空间是按照那个顺序创造的。那么毁灭的那个风一刮起来的时候，也按照那个顺序，然后就全部瓦解。
Earth, the earth enters into fire, fire enters into water.
那然后呢，这个土就进入到火，火进入到水，就这个样子。
And ultimately, all the ingredients of the material nature are completely destroyed.
所以到最后，整个的物质元素全部都被瓦解。
And all the living entities at the time of universal devastation were still within the universe.
嗯，那个在宇宙毁灭的时候，所有受制约的灵魂还都在那个宇宙里面。
They enter into the body of Lord Brahma.
那他们呢，全部都进入到主 Brahma 的身体里。
And then Lord Brahma, either he goes back to Godhead, or some Brahmas don't go back to Godhead.
那么在这个宇宙里面的那个次一级的那个工程师 Brahma, 他要么就是回到守神的身边，要么他就没有回去。
This is all explained in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以所有这一切都是在圣典博迦瓦坛的第十一篇里面。
Which gives a detailed account of the annihilation of this whole cosmic manifestation.
嗯，在第十一篇里头就描述了整个的这个宇宙毁灭的那个过程。
So this is Nirodha, which is another topic, which is destruction.
啊。所以呢，这个第这十个话题里头还有一个话题就是 Narota， 就指的就是毁灭。Narota， 对啊，是他说。
Then the next is Mukti。
然后接下来的话题就是 Mukti。
Mukti means liberation。
Mukti 的意思就是解脱。
Some of the living entities achieve liberation at the end of universal annihilation。
有一些个生物是在宇宙毁灭的时候解脱。
And the various types of mukti are also defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣典博迦瓦坛里也讲了不同的类型的解脱。
Predominantly, there are 5 different types of liberation.
啊，主要有五种解脱的。
Which is called sarupya, salokya, samipya.
这真的叫 sarupya, salokya, samipya.
Sarupya.
Sarupya 这种解脱
Sarshti
啊，是 what
Sarshti
它是 Sarshti 是那个我的发文还是
Sarshti
是其中的一个解脱 Sarupya 行假
which is to get a body Sarupya is to get a body similar to that of the Lord.
嗯 ，Sarupya 那种解脱就是解脱了以后可以得到跟至尊主类似的那个身体。
Salokya is to achieve a planet the same as the Lord.
嗯，那个 Sarupya 解脱呢，就是达到至尊主的那个所在的星球。
Samipya is to have the same qualities of the Lord.
Samipya 呢，就是解脱了以后得到跟至尊主一样的品质。
What did I miss? Sarshti? Sayujya. Yes. Sayujya means to merge into the Lord.
那 Sarujya 解脱是就是融入至尊主。
This type of liberation is never accepted by a devotee.
那作为至尊主的奉献者永远都不会接受跟至尊主合一融入至尊主体内的那种解脱。
A devotee is not interested in a Sayujya Mukti because he always wants to have his relationship with Krishna.
那个至尊主的奉献者之所以不接受 Sayujya Mukti 就是融入至尊主的体内的那种解脱，是因为奉献者想要有自己的个体性，可以跟至尊主能够有一个爱的关系。
Therefore, to become one with the Lord is something which the devotee has no interest in.
所以呢？变成跟至尊主合一，这个不是奉献者感兴趣的事情。
Although those who want to give up their individuality, Krishna lets them think that they have this type of liberation.
嗯，那当然了，对于那些个自己就想要跟他合一的人， Krishna 当然也会让他们以为他们就是真的
But it does not complete liberation.
但是这种解脱并不是彻底的解脱。
Because the Lord Brahma describes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aruya Krishna Parampadampata, that they fall down from that position of imagined superiority.
因为这个Brahma在圣典国家瓦塔里就说了，这种解脱的灵魂到最后。
Because they failed to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
因为这种解脱的人，他们没有能够成功的去脱离于至尊主的莲花。And
because the eternal function of the eternal living entity is service.
因为作为个体灵魂，他永恒的职责其实就是做服务。And
the eternal shelter of the living entity is eternal service.
那么这个。
A devotee never wants to give up his individuality because his fulfillment of his ultimate desire is to serve.
所以呢，这些个至尊主的奉献者绝对不想要那种合一的那种解脱，因为什么呢？他们希望能够作为至尊主的仆人，能够永恒的为至尊主做奉爱服务。
And to be served, and to serve, there must be a served.
所以呢，这个要想服务，必须要有被服务的对象。There
is the servant and the served.
所以呢，应该有仆人和服务这个被服务的对象。Of
course, bhakti gives the ultimate service.
那当然了，奉爱。 他是给予人最高的那个服务。Is
that when the servant serves the served?
就是当仆人去服务那个服务对象的时候。The
served become so pleased by that service.
那个被服务的对象，他就会因为那个服务而感到特别高兴。That
the served wants to become the servant of the servant.
然后那个被服务的对象就想成为他的仆人的。
And in this way, there is always a relationship.
所以这样的话，总是有一个爱的交流的关系。There
is always competition between the servant and the served.
所以说，在这个服务者和被服务的对象彼此之间会有一个竞争。And
this manifestation of prema or pure love.
那么所展现的这种纯粹的爱 prema
is the highest ananda or bliss of the living entity.
它是 个体灵魂所具有的最快乐、极乐的状态，阿难达。This
bliss of love in relationship with the Supreme.
这种对至尊主的心醉神迷、欣喜若狂的爱。Is
so unlimited and ever increasing.
是那么的无限啊！它是每日在更新的状态。That
a person who experiences this never thinks of liberation.
真正体会到这样的一种纯洁的爱的人，他从来都不会去想什么那种合一的爱。Or
this Sayujya.
合一的这种Sayujya 的解脱，不会去想。The
Sayujya Mukti, as we said, is to merge or to become one.
这个 Sayujya Mukti 的意思就是跟至尊主合一融入。So
all these different types of liberation are also described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，圣典国家瓦坛里也讲了所有这些个。
In fact, there's an interesting story we were just discussing the other day.
事实上呢，我们前两前些天就在讨论一个很有意思的一个故事。This
verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatenu Kampam Susha Nikshamano, Ujana Eva Vikritam Vipakam, Vidvagva Prabhya Viranam Namaste Jiveti Yo Mukti Padesa Dayava. This verse is spoken by Lord Brahma.
那么我们前两天呢，就是讨论圣典国家瓦坛由 Brahma 所讲的一节诗。And
he says that one who seeks your compassion, Krishna.
说是 Krishna 就是去请求您的仁慈的人。And
who tolerates all kinds of adverse activities, conditions that happen to him in this life.
请求您的这个同情和仁慈的人，他会就是。 我亲爱的, I read all the because
you
just give it to me. Oh, okay. Yes. 我亲爱的至尊主，谁真诚地等待您赐予没有缘故的仁慈，一直耐心地承受自己过去罪行招致的痛苦反应？
And goes on glorifying you with his body, mind, and words.
同时用自己的身心和话语恭敬地向您致敬。
Is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation.
谁无疑就有资格获得解脱。因为那已成为他的合法权利。
And the word is mukti padesh sadayama.
啊，那这里头的那个 mukti
padesh. Dayabak means it becomes his rightful claim.
啊 ，dayabadi 的意思就是那个是他的合法权利了。
Just like if somebody has an inheritance coming to him from his parents.
啊，就像是有一些人，他们得到自己的父母给的遗产。
And in order to get his inheritance, all he has to do is stay alive.
实际上，这些个儿女，他要想得到父母的遗产，唯一要做的，他就活着就行了。
Inheritance is his rightful claim.
啊，因为他只要活着，到最后就遗产肯定就归他。
So Lord Brahma also says that for one who worships Krishna.
所以呢 ，Brahma 就说了，那些个崇拜 Krishna 的人
，with his body, mind, and words.
用自己的身。口意去崇拜
tolerates all reactions in this life.
他会忍受整个人生当中的所有的业报反应。
Then mukti padesh adhyaba, liberation becomes his rightful inheritance, his rightful claim.
这样的人解脱对他来说，那是必定会发生的，那是他的合法的权利。
So the story that we were speaking about the other day.
所以有一天我们就在谈论一个故事。
Is that this was one personality? His name was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
有一个历史上有一个人物叫 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was actually an impersonalist.
一个那个 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 实际上他原来是个非人格神主义者。
He did not want to accept the personal form of the Lord.
他当时呢不想接受至尊神、至尊主是有一个人物形象。
And he explained the scriptures from an impersonal viewpoint.
啊，他总是用非人格的那些个角度、特点去解释经典。
And he was a very, very learned scholar.
他是一个非常博学的学者。
He had many, many disciples.
还有很多很多的学生。
And all his disciples were learning from him this impersonal point of view of the scriptures.
所有跟着他学习的他的那些个学生去阅读经典的时候，也都是从非人格的这非人格神的角度在理解经典。
But when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
但是当他后来遇上了圣 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Lord Chaitanya actually was very merciful to him.
那么主宰他呀，对他特别的仁慈。
And Lord Chaitanya submitted himself to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for instruction.
那么当时主宰他呀，麻他们呢是特别恭顺的态度对待这个 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Presented himself very, very humble, submissive servant.
啊，就把就是自己降到特别特别谦卑的仆人的那个地位。
And he said to Sarvabhauma, "Please instruct me."You teach me the ways of religion.
啊，所以他当时就跟 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就说了，请你教导我什么是宗教。
For seven continuous days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya preached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
嗯，所以呢 ，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 用了七天七夜的时间，不断的给主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 传播这种非人格的知识。
And he was speaking.Directly from the scriptures.
而且他都是从经典里面的引述在讲。
But even though he was speaking directly from the scriptures, he would sometimes give his own interpretation of his understanding of what he had learned from the scriptures.
虽然他引述的都是经典，但是他有的时候呢，就用自己的理解去有点扭曲的解释这些个经典。
And he would present what he had learned from the scriptures to support his view.Of the existence of the impersonal supreme.
所以呢，他把他的那个理用他的理解去解释经典，让似乎这个经典的内容来这个支持他所持有的非人格神主义的观点。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and listening for seven continuous days. This impersonal interpretation.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就连续做了七天。不断地听他讲这些个非人格神讲义的这些。
And then after 7 days, Sarvabhauma said to him, You've just been sitting there for 7 days.
然后等到七天以后，萨摩夫把他差人就跟主产量的阿巴姆说：“你就坐在那儿，一声不吭的坐在那儿七天呐。”
Usually, if somebody hears something, then it must have some questions, but they're not even asked any questions.
他说，一般的情况下，当人们坐在那儿听讲课的时候，他都会有一些问题：你怎么连个问题都没有？
Which means that you must have accepted everything I've said.
那是不是意味着说你接受了我说的所有的一切呢？
But can't you at least say that you've accepted what I've said? Or if you haven't accepted, ask a question.
所以你是不是至少你说句话呀，你说你接受了我的观点，或者是你不接受你的问题是什么？
Lord Chaitanya said to him, actually, I've been listening to the scriptures from you.
彩蛋娘麻帕布就跟他说，实际上我一直在听你讲述那个经典。And
whenever I heard scripture, I heard.
当我一听你这个引述经典的时候，我就听到。But
you've clouded the meaning of the scripture with all your interpretation.
但是呢，你呢，用你自己的这个曲解，把整个经典的内容上面裹上了一层浓雾乌云。
And I didn't listen to any of that.
那有关那个部分，我什么都没有听到。So
then a conversation continued.
所以呢，接下来他们继续对话。And
the Lord Chaitanya actually bestowed his mercy on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
那当然了，主产丹娘麻拉帕布真的是赐予萨瓦波摩巴塔查亚恩慈。And
showed him how he had clouded the original meaning of the scriptures with his interpretation.
然后就，柴丹娘麻帕就给他讲，他是如何用自己的非人格神主义的理论，把经典的意思全部都模糊掉。Sarvabhauma
Bhattacharya accepted complete defeat.
而Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 最后完全接受至尊主柴丹娘麻帕说的一切，承认自己被打败了。And
he took shelter of the Lord, and the Lord revealed his divine form.
所以他最后就向主彩丹娘麻阿帕布就是投靠皈依了。那么彩丹娘麻阿帕布就展示了自己作为至尊人的那个形象。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became such a great devotee of the Lord.
最后 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 成为至尊主的那么伟大的奉献者。
And one day he went to Lord Chaitanya.
那有一天他又去了彩丹娘麻阿帕布那。
And he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need to change one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
他就跟彩丹娘麻阿帕布说，我们应该这个对这个圣典摩迦瓦坛里头一节诗，我们应该做一下改动。
And he quoted this verse, Mukti Kade Sadaya Bhak.
那所以他就引述了这个圣典摩迦瓦坛里头的一节诗。
He says, whenever I hear this word Mukti now, immediately it instills in me anger. How could anybody want mukti?
他就说，因为那个那节诗里就在谈mukti，所以他就说我每一次现在一听到mukti这个词，我就觉得特别的不高兴。怎么会有人能够去想解脱这个词呢？
Because he actually experienced love for the Lord, that this even hearing the word mukti was a complete disturbance to his mind. He said they have to change the verse.
由于在那波摩巴的差尔，他完全 感受到了至尊主对他的那个爱的那个甜美，所以当他一听到这个mukti，他就觉得这个解脱，这为什么有人会这么想呢？应该他没法听这个词，他觉得应该把它改了。Instead
of mukti padai, it should be bhakti padai.
所以他说不应该是mukti padai, 应该是bhakti padai.
So he said, he recommended Lord Chaitanya, please can we change this verse in the Bhagavatam?
然后他就跟这个彩丹娘麻阿帕布至尊主说，我们能不能把这个圣典摩迦瓦坛的这节诗给它改一下？
Such is the superiority of bhakti that even the word mukti becomes distasteful for a devotee.
所以说对于奉献者来说， bhakti 也就奉爱之情是那么的重要。 因此到最后连听到解脱两个字都没办法忍受了。But
then he said that actually no mukti padai is the right word.
但是他后来自己又说，对，实际上那个mukti padai 还是对的词。Because
Krishna is the reservoir of all forms of mukti.
因为 Krishna 是所有的 mukti 的，就是也就是解脱的那个赐予者。
Nobody can achieve mukti unless he's been blessed by the Lord. Even Mukti, unless he's been blessed by the Lord.
他就说, 如果没有得到至尊主的祝福的话, 没有人能够得到解脱。
And all different types of Mukti are coming from him.
所有种类的解脱都是从至尊人那里来的。
So he explained one of the meanings of Mukti in this Mukti Pada in this way.
所以呢我们呢用这种方式解释了这个 Mukti Pada 的一种形式。
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu 所以就解释了这个 Mukti 的,
and then he also explained how devotional service is Mukti.
那么Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接着就解释了为什么说奉爱服务就是
It is actually a verse by Rupa Goswami.
So this is Rupa Goswami's
Iha yasya hare dasye gamana manasa gira nikalabhapya vastasu jivan mukta su uchite. That for anyone who completely engages his body, his mind, and his words in service to Krishna.
So in this verse, you
He's already liberated even before he gives up the body.
这种人实际上在离开他的身体前就已经解脱了。
This means that devotional service to Krishna is liberated activity.
所以这就意味着说为至尊主做奉爱服务的活动就是解脱。
And the more one's mind, thought, and words are absorbed in devotional service to Krishna,
一个人越是把自己的身的语言还有内心沉浸在对Krishna的做奉爱服务当中,
the more one's mind, thought, and words become absorbed in thoughts of Krishna,
那么他的这个心就越去想着Krishna,
one becomes transcendental.
那人就越是处在超然的状态当中,
and when one becomes transcendental, he transcends the material world.
所以当一个人他是一个超然的状态的时候,他就整个把这个物质的世界给他转化。
This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以这个在圣典摩迦瓦坛里就解释了。
Madashraya kata vishta srimanti kata yanti chata panti vivadastapa naitaman vajitetisa. The devotees are engaged always in thoughts of hearing and chanting about Krishna.
所以一个奉献者如果他一直不断地想着Krishna, 吟诵吟唱 Krishna,
they transcend the sufferings of this world.
他就会转化整个这个物质世界的痛苦。
This is how to become transcendental.
这个就是如何一个人要变得超然的。
And therefore, Rupa Goswami says, for those who completely absorb the mind's thoughts and words, 100% in service to Krishna.
所以Rupa Goswami就说了, 一个人如果能够全身心的 把自己的身体、把自己的语言、把自己的心全部都沉浸在Krishna。
They are already liberated even while within the body.
这种人尽管还住在身体里，但是他们已经解脱了。
The body continues to live.
那个身体呢，继续的活着。
But even though the body continues to live, their consciousness is always already fixed in transcendence.
尽管他们的身体还是继续在。 但是他们的心已经完全固定在了超然的真实当中。That's
why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Giras tatra namuyati."
这就是后来 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说
"Giras tatra namuyati" means that one who's in Krishna consciousness, he's not bewildered by the giving up the body.
所以 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说，一个人如果他 完全专注在 Krishna 意识当中的话，他根本就不会去想着怎么样去放弃身体。Because
he already knows who he is before he's given up the body.
因为他在放弃身体之前，他已经知道自己是谁了。So
at the time of giving up the body, his consciousness is fixed in Krishna.
所以呢，当他最后要离开他的身体的时候，他的整个的意识是专注在 Krishna.
He simply continues doing that which he's done throughout his life.
那他呢，只是在做什么呢？继续做他这一生当中，他在这一生当中在做的事，继续做的事，which is his
eternal occupation.
而这个他做的这些个有关 Krishna 意识的所有的事情，都是他永恒的职责。As
a servant of Krishna.
也就是 Krishna 的仆人。So
this is another topic of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Mukti.
所以这个就是圣典薄伽瓦坛里讲的另外一个 主题目的的其中的那个内容。
And then the last topic is Ashraya.
那最后一个话题就是 Ashraya.
Ashraya means shelter.
Ashraya 的意思就是庇护托庇。
Ashraya is Krishna himself.
Ashraya 是 Krishna 本人。
And that shelter, of course, that Krishna gives to all living entities.
那就是 Krishna 给予众生的所有的庇护。
Is that he gives them eternal shelter and service to his divine lotus.
也就是他给予众生以这个永恒的庇护以及服务给他的这个莲花图库。
These are the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they're dispersed throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，这个就是圣典摩迦瓦坛的十个主题，是遍布整个的圣典摩迦瓦坛的篇章里。
Wherever one reads in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one will actually get evidence of these different 10 topics.
所以说，不管这个人读者读到圣典摩迦瓦坛的哪些地方，他都是能够得到这十个主题的那个内容。
Of course, some people think that the topics are systematically delineated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's not so. You can't find them systematically delineated.
他说，有些人可能认为说这十个主题是不是特别有系统的讲完一个又讲一个，讲完一个又讲一个，但是不是这个样子。
Even the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam has all 10 topics right in the one verse.
实际上就连圣典摩迦瓦坛的开篇的第一章里头已经把圣典摩迦瓦坛的开篇的第一节诗里头已经把圣典摩迦瓦坛的十个主题都谈了。
Saga, Visaga is contained in the first verse. Poshana. Poshana means Krishna's mercy.
所以呢就是创造毁灭还有 Krishna 的仁慈全都讲。
Poshana means is found in Teni Brahma Hrida, that Lord Krishna revealed in the heart of Lord Brahma his mercy, revealed everything, that is Poshana.
所以呢，这个在第一节诗里就是说 Krishna 在这个Brahma 的心中展示了自己，那个就是 Poshana.
But all these 10 topics are even in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，就是这十个主题，甚至在圣典摩迦瓦坛的第一篇第一章第一节诗里头，十个主题都已经包含。
Therefore, Prabhupada is emphasizing a point that an intelligent person will systematically reach Srimad Bhagavatam.
正因为如此，圣帕帕德就是劝告、忠告所有有智慧的人，要有系统的一步一步的阅读圣典。
And never foolishly think, oh, that part, that's not so transcendental.
从来都不应该去想说，哎呦，那个第十篇之外的那些个篇章都是。
Let me go right to immediately to the 10th canto. And although one goes to the 10th canto, he's completely unqualified and thinks Krishna is an ordinary person with lusty desires.
所以呢，这种没有智慧的人，他就是马上跳到第十篇的话，因为他完全没有资格，因此他根本理解不了第十篇所讲述的内容，他就会看着描述就认为Krishna 是一个像普通人一样有着色欲的那么一个人。
This is called Atmavan Manyate Jagat. This is called Atmavan Manyate Jagat.
这个思维方式就是
Atmavan Manyate
Jagat.
Jagat.
世界就是相由不是境由心。
I project my consciousness on everything else I see.
也就是说，这种看问题的方式就是把自己的那种所有的印象都投射在看到的事情上。
If I put on blue tinted glasses,
就像我这个把一个蓝光眼镜往那个眼睛上戴上。
The whole world is blue.
整个世界看上去全是蓝的。
We project our consciousness on what we see by our material mentality.
也就是我们把我们的物质的这些个心态全部都投射在我们看到的真实上面，认为就是。
Therefore, people sometimes they go to 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam and they read about Krishna with the gopis.
所以呢，这就是为什么那些个人一下跳到第十篇，马上就去读 Krishna 跟那些个牧牛姑娘的娱乐活动。
But they don't become purified.
但是他们还没有被净化。
They won't be because they think Krishna is an ordinary person with lusty desires.
他们就认为 Krishna 是一个有着色欲的普通人。
But there's no lust in Krishna.
但实际上 Krishna 根本就没有色欲。
Krishna is only reciprocating the loving service attitude of those who love him in unalloyed devotional service.
那 Krishna 他没有色欲，他只不过是对这些个对他有着纯粹的爱，为他做毫无自私动机的奉爱服务的那些个奉献者，跟他们进行相应的交流，按照他们的意愿。
And what gives Krishna the greatest pleasure is reciprocating the love of his devotees.
那什么能够让 Krishna 能够得到更多的快乐？那就是跟他的奉献者们进行那种爱的交流。
In the material world, this is called lust.
在物质世界里头，这就被称为色欲。
But in the spiritual world, it is called love.
但是在灵性世界里头，这被称为爱。
So therefore, one has to become sufficiently purified to be able to properly understand the tenth canto of Śrīmad.
所以人必须要足够的净化自己，让自己能够有资格能够去阅读第十篇的内容。
I wanted to read just, and I'm going to end with this. I wanted to read just one thing.One quote.
我现在就是要读一下一个引述。
This is, well, it's Jiva Goswami.
这是 Jiva Goswami 讲的话。
Who is writing in Tattva Sandarbha.
他在这个 Tattva Sandarbha,
Sandarbha,
Sandarbha 里头写的。
And it is a commentary by one of our acharyas.
然后呢，他写了这部著作。有我们的前一个前辈灵应导师写了那个评注。
On the Tattva Sandarbha.
在 Tattva Sandarbha.
In his commentary, he is saying.
在这个评注里头，他说。
The personality of Godhead mercifully reveals himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
说至尊人格守神仁慈的以圣典国家瓦盘的形式展示自己。
Because our intelligence has been darkened by ignorance for many lifetimes.
由于我们的智慧呢，被生生世世的这些物质所蒙蔽、所污染，变得愚昧。
We need special help to find our way out of bewilderment.
所以我们需要找到能够冲出这个愚昧无明状态的那个路。
Therefore, the Bhagavatam teaches these two gradual ways of understanding the Supreme Person.
所以这圣典薄伽瓦坛呢就教导我们如何去理解至尊人格守神的两种方式。
Contemplation of our own spiritual nature.
一个是就是不断的冥想自己的灵性的本性。
And study of the universal creation.
然后呢要研究整个的宇宙的创造。
Who's that coming from?
谁的手机呢？今天翻译脑子里被冲击了，你看他讲那个程序怎么？
The jiva can find in his own self a spiritual microcosm.Sorry about that. You know what a microcosm is?
Spiritual.
The jiva can find in his own self a spiritual microcosm.
Microcosm 的意思是就是有大宇宙，然后在
小宇宙
同样的那个结构。
个体灵魂可以在自我当中找到灵性的整个的大宇宙的结构。
You want to read it?
Microcosms, 微观世界。
微观世界啊，大宇宙的微观世界在自己的内在，个体灵魂可以看到。
A small reflected image of God's perfection.
然后呢，可以看到就是神的完美的在内在的。一个反射，一个显现，一个版本，一个模式。
And in the universal creation, he could find a macrocosm.
然后在整个这个宇宙的创造里头，他可以看到什么？又是
宏观
的世界。
in which he can discern the Lord's divine potencies and mercy.
然后在这个其中，他可以找到至尊神的神性的仁慈和能力。
This is going to be too hard for you.
Yeah, actually, neither for long time to thinking and
how to. I can try to paraphrase. I'll just try to look to the essential, simplest part.
So it's two ways, contemplation and one way.
Yeah, I'm skipping over because I know she'll have a hard time with this. For people in the modes of ignorance, passion, and good mixed goodness.
对于那些个就是受这个物质的善良、激情、愚昧属性混合的那个影响的人。
Various Puranas give glimpses of the supreme power in the wonders of creation.
那么就会有不同的往事书，让这些个不同的人了解至高无上的那个力量啊，创造。And
for the most fortunate persons.
那对于最幸运的人来说，
The Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the full glory of the supreme.
圣典博迦瓦坛揭示了。
Every topic presented in Srimad Bhagavatam
圣典博迦瓦坛里所呈现的每一个主题
is systematically directed toward uncovering the reader's understanding of the ultimate foundation of all being.
都有系统的，就是揭示了，有一点点。
Is systematically directed
它就是有系统的指导我们
toward uncovering the reader's understanding
就是让那个读者就慢慢的把那个神秘的那个面纱给揭开
of the ultimate foundation of all being
也就是所有一切存在的基础究竟是什么
Nothing in Srimad Bhagavatam is superfluous, aimless
在这个圣典摩迦瓦坛里谈论的所有的一切都不是多余的、没有用的
or distracting from its final purpose
没有任何一句话都是把人引到就是跟这个最高的那个目标没有关系的地方
So, I'll read the verse again
所以他要再读一下这节诗
Sutta Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Sanuka Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of Lord Shri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities, and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu.
Sutta Goswami 接着对于Sanaka为首的圣人们说,我现在要开始背诵这一对主Krishna的超然叙述,对君王中的圣者 Parikshit王的出生, 活动和获救等主题的叙述，以及对潘度之子退出尘世的叙述。
Any questions?
有什么问题吗? 脑子要抽筋了。<笑>
Simple.
You made it. We understood.
What's that?
I'm just sorry.
I clouded the meaning.
I think everybody has been reading, listen many times, and thinking. Then they can write the question, right?
Important thing to understand.
要了解的重要的事情是,
is where, as Prabhupada once said, very simply put.
也就是像巴巴的有一次说的一个很重点,
just as when you take a sweet ball, and anywhere in the sweet ball you lick, it will be sweet.
他就说,当你吃一个甜的那个球的时候, 你无论吃到哪个部分,
Similarly, wherever you open up the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam,
啊，同样的道理，你这个翻开圣典伯加瓦坛的任何一页
，It's sweet，
它是甜美的。
We should not discriminate。
我们不要去做出什么样的那种。
And think I have to go to the sweet place。
啊，认为我要到最最甜美的那个部分去。
It's all sweet。
实际上，圣典伯加瓦坛是整个都是非常甜美。
Because it's all connected to Krishna。
因为都是跟 Krishna 有联系。
Who is sweetness personified？
嗯，那个圣 Krishna 本人，他是甜美的具体化身，
who is,
具体体现。
Who is always transcendental？
他是永远是超然的。
And anything that is connected to him，
任何跟他有关系的一切
，is transcendental，
都是超然的。
Ultimately, we're all connected to him。
啊，最终我们都是跟他有关系的。
But we have forgotten。
我们只不过是忘了。
And therefore, we tend to see things separate from Krishna.
因此呢，我们总是看什么事情是跟 Krishna 分着看。
And when we see things separate from Krishna,
啊，当我们把 Krishna 和一切分开来看的话，
we are under the influence of Maya.
我们就会在 Maya 错觉能量的影响下。
And under the influence of Maya,
在错觉能量的影响下，
means repeated birth and death.
我们就会不断的重复生死，生死轮回。
But for one who comes under the influence of Krishna's internal potency,
但是如果一个人受到 Krishna 的内在能量的影响，
Mahatmanastu mam partha daivam prakriti mashita, it's called daivam prakriti, the internal potency,
就是在他的 daivam prakriti 内在的能量的影响下，
one can transcend this material world.
人就可以把整个的这个物质世界把它变化，
and come under Krishna.
超出了。
Come under Krishna's protection.
然后呢，就会来到 Krishna 的庇护之下。
That is why it is stated in the Shrimad Bhagavatam.
这就是为什么就是在圣典伯加瓦坛里就说。
Nasta prayeshu abadeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati udhamasho bhakti bhagavati. By regularly hearing Shrimad Bhagavatam.
在有规律的聆听圣典伯加瓦坛。
And this.Serving the devotees of the Lord.
为至尊主的奉献者做奉爱服务。
All that is troublesome to the heart becomes destroyed.
内心所有的给我们造成困扰、打扰的一切就会被清除掉。
Loving devotional service to Krishna becomes established as an irrevocable fact.
然后为 Krishna 做爱心服务就会像一件无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
The more we associate with Krishna through the pages of Shrimad Bhagavatam,
我们越是透过这个圣典伯加瓦坛的每一个篇章跟至尊主连接起来，
the more we can live in this world,
我们就越能够在这个世界里生存，
and transcend this world.
而且不仅仅在这个世界里生存，同时又超越这个世界。
This is how to live in this world.
这个就是如何在这个世界里生活的那个。
By the proper understanding that it's not our permanent place.
啊，我们应该有一个正确的理解，就是我们其实并不属于这个世界。
It is temporary.
这个现在在这个世界里是一个短暂的状态。
And because it's temporary, we should not be spending all of our energy.
那既然这个在这个世界里生活是一种短暂的状态，我们不应该把我们所有的精力都花在物质世界里面做这些事。
In an effort to find a permanent position in this world, secure a permanent position.
Okay, 所以说，既然我们知道我们在这个世界里是一个短暂的处境，早晚有一天我们就会出去的话，我们有什么必要在这个世界里头辛苦的努力，试图在这个世界里找到我们永恒的安全的一个什么状态和位置？
In the Mahabharata, once Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked a question.
在这个 Mahabharata 记载里面，有一次，这个 Yudhishthira 王被提问。
By Yamaraj.
对，就是被这个阎罗王提问。
He asked him, "Please tell me what is it the most amazing thing in this world?"
啊，那阎罗王就问 Yudhishthira 说：“你告诉我，在这个世界里最不可思议的事情是什么？”
And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "The most amazing thing in this world."
那就是第二王就说，在这个世界里最不可思议的事情就是。
Hanya hani bhutani ganchati yamala, seshastavra ishati kim ashaya taparam. That every single day, millions and millions of living entities are being sent to the kingdom of death.
嗯， 他就说最不可思议的事情是说每一天都有成千上万的生物体被送到死亡的王国，也就是死了。
Still those who are remaining,
但是那些个还活着的人
are trying to secure for themselves a permanent situation.
却一直不断地想要在这个世界里找到一个永恒安全的一个状态。
What could be more amazing?
那有什么比这个还要更神奇不可思议呢？就是每天都能看到人就死了，他总感觉到自己可以永远活着，然后不断地挣扎。
We have to learn how to live this in this world, but not be of this world.
Not be
of this world.
Oh, 它就是我们应该学习什么呢？是一方面在这个世界里如何生活，但是同时我们一直知道自己其实根本就不属于。
And the easiest way to transcend this world.
啊，最容易的就是超越这个世界的方式
which was recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
就是主柴丹尼亚马哈帕布推荐的方式
is to hear about the supreme transcendence
就是要聆听至高无上的超然者的情
Yes, as he has been described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam
啊，这个就是圣典博迦瓦坛的这个篇章里所描述
This is why we regularly read Srimad Bhagavatam
啊，这就是为什么我们要有规律的聆听圣典的教导。
We should read and hear about it with this understanding.
啊，我们应该带着这样的理解去阅读、去聆听圣典的教导。
And then we can learn how to live in this world.
这样的话，我们才能够学习如何在这个物质世界里头生活。
Knowing that when the time comes.
那然后呢？同时知道当那个死亡的时候到来的时候。
We should not have to take our birth again.
我们怎么可以就不用再投生了
？Even just this morning.
啊
，just this morning.
就哪怕是今天的早上
，I got a message.
我得到信息
from America.
从美国得到信息。
I have a disciple, one of my first disciples.
啊，他说就是我的第一批启迪的一个学生。
Her daughter was riding a bicycle.
她的女儿就是在骑自行车。
Instantly,
然后接下来就出事故
，hit by car,
就被这个车撞。
Just in a moment,
就是这么一瞬间。
I know where since she was a little girl, three years old.
啊，他说我其实从她这个小女孩三岁的时候我就知道了。
Now she's probably about, she was about 35, I guess.
嗯。
Then now maybe even closer to 40.
That you mean that girl?
The girl.
Oh, 他说他现在差不多35-40岁，就撞了。
哈尼哈尼布塔尼，
哈尼哈尼布塔尼。
I don't know. Somebody is going.
嗯，然后就这样，每天都有人不断的离开这个世界。
It happens to everyone.
其实是全世界各个角落，每天都在发生这样的事。
Prabhupada says it's one statistic in this world that will never change.
就是啪啪的说，这个世界里有一件事情是永远都不会改变的。
The death rate is 100%.
啊，它是死亡率是100%。
It always changes statistics. People are always taking these statistics.
这个是在这个世界里头，不同的就是人们一直不断的，你看所面临就无常嘛，一直不断的是变化。
But it's the one
统计。
It's the one statistic that will never change.
就是你看你统计这个事儿那个事儿的，有时候那统计数字都在变，但是呢，只有一个统计的数字是不变的，每个人都得死。
Srimad Bhagavatam states.
啊，圣典博迦瓦坛说。
Are you Hariji Vai Pongsam? Pongsam.Oh, I would have posted. I forgot the Sanskrit. Ayur Hariti Vai Pongsam. Uyan Ashta Chayarasa. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of everyone. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone.
太阳每一天的起起落落都在让人们一天一天的减少它的寿命。
Except for one who utilizes the time,
只有那些个真正用自己的时间
for discussing the activities and pastimes of the older Supreme Personality.
用自己的时间去谈论有关至尊人格守神的一切的人。
I usually read this verse on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, 元旦。
In America, New Year's Eve, everybody's getting intoxicated, swinging banners and flags, throwing, what they call tinsel in the air.
他说在美国的时候，一旦过那个元旦的时候，就每一个人元旦夜的时候就开始什么摇旗呐喊，然后扔东西往空中什么的。
Celebrating the passage of time.
他们就在庆祝说这旧的一年又过去了，新的一年又来了。
But time is destroying them.
但实际上，时间一直不断在毁灭大家。
And they're celebrating.
而他们却在不断的庆祝。
The reason why they're so happy.
他们为什么那么高兴？
Is because they think maybe this year will be better than the last.
他们高兴的那个原因就是，新的一年里头可能会比旧的一年要好一些。
The time is taking away everything.
但实际上，时间把所有的一切都拿走。
But they're celebrating.
但他们却在庆祝。
So Bhagavatam says, "Sun is rising and setting and taking away everyone's life."
所以呢，圣典摩迦瓦坛里说了，太阳的起起落落就在把人的整个的寿命都在拿走。
Except for one who utilizes the time for talking about Krishna.
只有那些个用时间谈论有关至尊人格守神的一切。 Krishna的一切的人不受时间的。Therefore,
Krishna Katha is called deathless narrations.
所以，这就是为什么 Krishna的话题 Krishna Katha 就被称为是完全不受死亡时间影响。Okay,
I'm going to end here.
好，我现在就结束。Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 上官。 你们想干嘛？闭
嘴！闭嘴！